Okay, the mic's working now. Okay, yeah, so I want to make this video, and this is really going to be part one, because I wanted to make a video that, and I wanted to do a commentary over Jan. If you ever watched this show called The Office, I'm sure you heard of The Office, because so many basic bitches hopped on Office now, but like, The Office, there's this character on The Office called Jan. And Jan perfectly fits this topic of what I call the most miserable woman on the planet. And it's really like, and it's really, I think it's really backwards from what you would immediately think it would be. Because, okay, in my theory of this, let's say let's say an ugly woman. Well, an ugly woman knows what she's generally stuck with. You see, like, because women are very shallow. Because what will happen is a decent guy may like an ugly woman, but the ugly woman will sabotage it because women are more shallower than men. They're going to see, you know, the guy and think that the guy needs a better quality woman than her. So a lot of times she'll sabotage it. Now, if you're in the U.S., women are so mentally fucked up there. This gets horrifically mutated. But in the rest of the world, you're generally going to have this situation go on. So, like, yeah, ugly women, they're always going to be mad that they're not princesses. And they know when people tell them they're beautiful, they know they're lying and shit like that. But at least they know what they have and what they have to deal with. They know the cards that they have. Now, and I think also when it comes to, like, let's say when it comes like single mothers. Single mothers, at that point, they pretty much know what cars they have because of what they've ended up in life. Like they really know that they're lesser. So they know that they can't get, you know, the kind of guy they really want. So they're kind of stuck with this pool of men that they really don't want because that's just the best they can do. Like, they know it. So single mothers, they are miserable, but it's easier for them miserable. Like, it's almost like with prison sentences. If you give a guy no chance of parole, well, he's at least a little more at peace because he knows what's in store. He knows he's never getting out. So it's like, okay, I know what's going on. Versus if a guy is eligible for parole, like, that could be more torturous because he doesn't know. He might be a free man next month. He might be, but he just keeps getting rejected. I think that's more of a torture. It's that chance of getting out is more torturous and what makes people more miserable in the end. And to go on to my point, the most miserable woman on the planet is a physically attractive woman over 32 years of age with no children and never married. That is the most miserable woman on the planet. Because, see, this woman knows that she's physically attractive. But the thing is, she also knows she's older, right? She's aging. So let's say she finally does stumble, or let's say she's just in a world of successful men, or she stumbles on a successful man to, you know, date, to talk to, whatever. See, the reality of it is, she knows she's just aged. She knows it. And like I said, women are far more shallow than men. So she knows that there must be a reason why this guy is dealing with her. Like, either he must be, if he's entertaining her at 34 years old, single, never married, no kids, okay, something must be wrong with him, because the woman knows she's lower value in that woman world, woman atmosphere. Even if the guy may genuinely like the bitch for whatever reason. But her brain, because like I said, to women, it's all about status. It's all about fulfilling status. And they're always judging. Like, women are far more judging and just cold creatures than men. They're far worse than men. Horribly worse than men. And I really think it's one of those scenarios where, like, they say, like, the people who are doing it try to say everybody else is, like, the liar is going to call everybody else a liar type of thing. I think it's that kind of situation where women on a whole have adopted it, because women are far more shallow or judgmental than men. So back to the story, let's say she's 35. She's a good looking 30. She's a really good looking 35-year-old. 35, 40-year-old, 45-year-old woman, like Jan from The Office. When I figure out, I'm gonna put like a fucking movie clip here, and I'm gonna walk through every fucking scene to like explain like why she is how she is. Like, but anyway, see, these women, once they get, I say a lot of times once they get over 30, they fall in, and they never married, no kids, but they're still, you know, they're still not ugly, and they know they're not ugly. But they never been married, never had kids. You know, men never stayed around them long. These are the worst women. These are the most miserable women to be around. And see, at this point, that woman knows she's really weighing her options in. And this is when you start hearing lines from them, like if you start dating them, when a woman says shit like, "I never would have appreciated you when I was younger," she means exactly that. She never would have respected you when she was younger and hotter. Okay, but when they get older, they have to start playing their cards and realizing who's going to do what for them, and you know how much longer am I? The older I'm going to get, the lower the quality man is going to come along. And you really have to look at a woman's timeline like this. And this is the easiest way that I think I can explain it. Imagine you have to travel by train somewhere, right? And the train leaves at 2 p.m. Now, what a woman, like, and we all know how women are when it comes to times and deadlines. They think because they're a woman, the world's going to stop for them. But this train is going to leave at 2 p.m., right? So what's going to happen is, like, you know, she's going to be, you know, she's, let's say, around, like, she's around the age of 23, 24. Train leaves at 2 p.m. She goes, "Oh, whatever. I'm used to getting what I want. The train's going to stop for me because I'm me and I'm a woman. And the train's going to do it for me because I'm used to being spoiled. I'm used to it. Because like women, they're used to being spoiled that first, you know, quarter of their life. So this is all they know. So the train's leaving at 2 p.m. They're, you know, they just started getting packed at 1:15. You know what I'm saying? They ain't took a shower or nothing. They don't show up. The bitch don't show up to the train station to about 7:45. And she's a little mad when she gets there, because the train is left. It's not turning around to come get her, you know. So she's a little mad, right? This is when women hit like about 25, 26. They're a little mad, you know, they're mad. But they think, "Oh, whatever. There'll be another train coming because I'm me. Why wouldn't there be?" Right? So they're 25. You know, they're not old yet, but they're not young either. They're really like family members are starting to ask questions, that type of shit. So. As the hours and days go by, they're still trying to build it up, right? So now it's like, well, if the train won't come back for me, maybe the train will come back for me if I look like I'm proactive in my life. So I'll go get a career. That's it. That'll get the train to come back, right? That's what'll do it. So then bitches go out and get, you know, careers and jobs, and then they start saying, "Well, darn, that's not doing it. Well, maybe if I start paying all my own bills and I buy my own car and pay off my own house, maybe that'll get the train to come back around." Yeah, that'll get. So now they're 30 years old with all this shit, and that one way train to where they was trying to go is long gone, son. It's not coming back. So but they're at a train station, right? So there's other trains. They're going, you know, they're going to, you know, all these other destinations that she really ain't trying to go to for real. So now she's slowly starting to come down and like, well, maybe, you know, Tallahassee really isn't that bad. Maybe I could go to Tallahassee. You know, like maybe they start rationalizing and shit because the bitch is getting old, you know, and every now and then she finds a train that looks like it's going to take her where she's trying to go. They come to find out the train don't got an open seat. It's filled with cockroaches, and you know, and it was going nowhere where it said it told her she was going wanting to go. Now she ended up down this hole in the path, more mentally fucked up, drinking more wine, fucking got 15 more cats at home, and she's more fucked up. And the train just missed the train, you see. And the thing is, what feminism pretty much teaches women to miss the train. Feminism is imperative, and I say this all the time, man. All feminism is for failed women who are jealous of women who may succeed, to try to push failure onto them in a disguise as a Trojan horse. That's what it is. It pretty much teaches women to want to miss the train. That's what feminism does. it puts it in them to look up to missing a train. Because if I miss the train, then something's wrong with the train station. Nothing's wrong with me. That's what feminism does. It fucks them up so bad. But yeah, Jan from The Office. I really wish I knew. I took the time up to figure out. I'm gonna do it soon, man. So I could walk, because I think that would be that because I just watched a clip of her this morning on YouTube, because she gets with Michael Scott. I used to love Michael Scott. I used to love The Office, man. Like, I love The Office, but I was saying shit from The Office, jokes and shit, when people didn't watch The Office like that, so everybody thought I was crazy. Now motherfuckers walk around saying all that's what she said, jokes and all that. And you know, like, oh, The Office. Man, oh man, like, that's just one of those things where, like, I was on it before everybody else was on it, type of shit. And I'm just kind of mad about that. But Jan is a perfect scenario because she's 40. She still looks good. Like, and I think even in the show, she had an affair with like a 17-year-old kid or something like that. The guy who played guitar. And it was like this kind of like underlying joke that she did, but like it was never admitted that she did. Like, so I mean, and it's believable because she's the woman in that show at that time. She still looked good. I mean, you could tell she's 40, 45, but she looked good. Like, you would fuck, like, I would bust a nut all in her face and in her holes, but I wouldn't sit down with that shit. And the character's great because, I mean, there's a lot of red pill truth in her character once you know what you're looking at, okay? And you can look over the fact that, yeah, she's a good-looking woman with big tits. You can see, like, the reality of her actual fucking existence and the miserable look in her. Like they got a lot of that shit right. Like, the constant miserable look in her eye, the look of, like, her prime is just up. Even though, like, she can still, like I said, when women, they can still look good at 30, 35, 40. They can, but it's everything else that just it just disintegrates. And that's pretty much what women always are and always have been. Even the best ones, who are the best gymnasts, ballet dancers, whatever, intellectual women, a woman's weakness is being balanced. You see, time and balance. Time ruins all women. And having to be balanced, their brains don't do balance well at all. And Jan is a perfect example of that. She looks great. She, in the show, she never looked bad one time. But her mental stability, like most women, her mental stability was just off. And by the time women hit Jan's area, demographic, age-wise, she, and I've said this before in previous videos, once women hit over 30, the sooner they accept that they've aged and their prime is up, is what I should say. The sooner they accept it and kind of move on, their next goal for a man is to find an older man who's established, but he has to be that right middle blend of established. And if there happens to be an older woman watching this, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. You have to find a man who doesn't have enough swagger to go out there and just pull bitches, right? he can't be that good. You see, this is why I say don't fuck women over 30 for like marriage and shit like that, because this is what they're looking for. So if they went for you, you're this guy, okay? In some cases, I'm not going to say all cases because there's different scenarios, but just for the context of where I'm going at with this. A woman over 30, once she's accepted that her prime is over, is done, and now she's moving on in life for a partner, you know, this is once they've officially grown. What a woman is going to want is a man who he does not have enough swagger to go out there and pull bitches. Like, an average woman will look at him and look past him, you see, because she's trying to make sure that man's going to stay faithful and loyal to her to get his resources up out of him. And to keep him around and to show her friends that she can keep a man. So she doesn't want a man that other women are going to want like that. She doesn't want that. Okay. Because that raises her chance of losing you even that much quicker. Okay. But she also wants a man who has just enough swagger to get a decent full-time job and be fully independent and that shit. So it has to be that right in the middle zone. And see, this is why a lot of times, like, believe it or not, like the Chris Hemsworth types of dudes, like a lot of times, like, they have a harder time keeping women. They, like, those guys really do. In those leagues, in this area, like, those guys, like, when they start, like, once we start getting, like, 35, 40, we can go through more pussy. But keeping a woman can be difficult because a lot of times the woman will just self-sabotage it because she knows that she can't keep you. If you're established in any way, shit like that, it'll wear on her conscience that, oh, he's out of my league. What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it wears them down. So they'll find a way to make you mad or start complaining about random dumb shit just to ruin a relationship, whatever she can do. You see, this is why I say, see, women over these ages, they're the most miserable because, and see, when they do that, they're always going to resent you. When they do, well, let's say they do settle on you and you're just like, look, I got to like you. I got Jan from the office. That bitch got big tits. You know, she's healthy, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm happy. But see, the reality of it is, like, she picked you because how she picked Michael Scott and she fucks Michael Scott for a while. She has to find that right beta bucks. That's what it is. These women, they have to find, they pretty much have to settle for beta bucks because alpha male isn't going to stay around. They have to get the right beta bucks guy, the beta bucks for the relationship. Or every now and then alpha bucks, but usually the beta bucks. The beta bucks, and by this time, the guy, he's just happy. He's just happy because he got a girl. It's just, if he doesn't see it coming, he's just happy because he just got a girlfriend. He finally got a woman who at least pretends to treat him right and blah, blah, blah. But the reality of it is that woman is miserable. And it is just irreparable damage at this point. After they hit 30, they are just and they're single too far past 30. That is just irreparable. All right. And the character Jan, she even goes deeper into her irreparable fucked upness because she goes on to the next step that women usually do. There's a lot of red pill truth in the office, man. Because she goes off. I'm ranting for a while. I didn't think I'd be talking this long about it. But she goes in even into the deeper fucked up part of what women do. Like once they hit that irreparable fucked up stage, she does what most women do. They think that having a baby will fix them because see when these women, when they start working these careers and jobs, well, see, they're trying to become men by doing this. See, these things can make a man feel fulfilled, you know, building something, sitting back and looking at it, going in, critiquing it a little more. But see, like with women, that doesn't make women happy. You see, that job isn't going to beg for their attention. That job isn't going to want them to come look and see what they drew on the refrigerator. That job isn't going to, you know, that job isn't going to require nurturing, you see. So it just makes women even more miserable because now they put all their eggs in this career and the career does nothing for them. It's almost the same thing as a woman putting all her eggs in a Maserati. Okay, but the Maserati does nothing. That doesn't do anything. Cars do nothing for women. I think Donovan Sharp, he got it from some show, and this is real shit. Women don't want to be loved. Women want to be desired. Okay, and not just sexually, like desire for like from their own children. Like they want that. Like women want that desire. Like they want to be wanted. Being loved is, see, to woman, being loved is just that. That's just default of being woman. Okay, people are gonna love them. There's no work put into that for a woman, but to be desired, that's a little that becomes more and more rare for a woman. But yeah, so Jan, she ends up having a kid on the show, and she ends up getting what's that shit called, like artificially inseminated, which I think is the most hilarious, pathetic thing a woman can do. I had a friend of mine try to hook me up with this sexy bitch. And she was like 28, 29. And not long into the conversation, they said, if she can't find a man to impregnate her, she's going to get artificially inseminated. And that is like, like I said, it's even worse when they look good. It's worse when they're physically attractive. Because that is like the physical attraction thing for women. It's a huge plus when they're younger. But the older they get and they can't keep a man and they look good, that it makes it much worse for them. It just makes it like, okay, there's a clear red flag that you're mentally fucked up. If a woman looks that good and needs to get artificially inseminated, yeah. That's mad. But yeah, man, hopefully my next video or next two videos, I really want to put that fucking, I want to walk through Jan's, because you could, because I, for some reason, like moments of Jan all from The Office popped up in my YouTube and I watched all that shit. And it's great because Michael Scott is the Beta Bucks. That's what he is in this show. Because he, Michael Scott's an idiot. Well, you got to love Michael Scott, but he's an idiot. And he just falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. Because Jan's hot and he does, and he's a beta, so he can't see it. And she just, you just, you live, she just lives off him. And she used to be his boss in the company, but she was so fucked up they had to fire her. So she moved in with Michael. And I, and it's just a ton of truth in the show. So hopefully by next video or next couple videos, I'm going to try to set it up to where I can do it, to where I can have like a fucking clip. Yeah, I'm going to try. Because somebody sent me a message and they showed me the website of how to do it. So I really want to learn how to do it, man. But I hope I don't have to have a camera, because I don't have an external camera. Maybe I can use my cell phone. I don't know. But I'll try to figure it out.